any neck, said Mrs. Bantry, that's all. Everyone gasped. Though warned beforehand, they had not expected quite such brevity as this. But my dear lady, remonstrated Sir Henry, it can't be all. What you've related is a tragic occurrence, but not in any sense of the word a problem. Well, of course there's some more, said Mrs. Bantry, but if I were to tell you, you'd know what it was. She looked defiantly round the assembly and said plaintively, I told you I couldn't dress things up and make it sound properly like a story ought to do. Aha, said Sir Henry. He sat up in his chair and adjusted an eyeglass. Really, you know, Scheherazade, this is most refreshing. Our ingenuity is challenged. I'm not so sure you haven't done it on purpose, to stimulate our curiosity. A few brisk rounds of 20 questions is indicated. I think... Miss Marple, will you begin?
I'd like to know something about the cook, said Miss Marple. She must have been a very stupid woman, or else very inexperienced.
She was just very stupid, said Mrs. Bantry. She cried a great deal afterwards, and said the leaves had been picked and brought into her as sage. And how was she to know?
Not one who thought for herself, said Miss Marple.
Probably an elderly woman, and I dare say a very good cook.
Oh, excellent, said Mrs. Bantry.
Your turn, Miss Hellier, said Sir Henry.